Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bluh. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Wattwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal McCain. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hal McCain. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Lou Bluh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluh hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wattwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wattwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wattwood for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Rees moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Dickey and he is out, resupplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball four. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. McCain reaches third base with a triple. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCain scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rees hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr juggles the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whathood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Dickey and he is out, resupplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rees hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whathood. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bird moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bird scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 9-2, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman scores. It's 11-2, Yankees. Jim Moore now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.